La la la, Leonie Dawson refuses to be categorized. Oh, my sweet, precious humans. Today I'm going to share with you the kind of behind the scenes of shooting my latest professional video. I've just wrapped one of the biggest projects I've done in years. It was a full day shoot for a video about my Brilliant Biz and Life Academy. And today I'm going to be sharing with you all the behind the scenes and all the goss, including how much it cost, how I organized it, which videographers I used, assistants, volunteers, models, behind the scenes photos, if you want to go check out the companion blog post. And I'll let you know where to find the finished video as well, because it's my most favorite ever. It's brilliant, it's gorgeous, it's hilarious, it's got 100% more vag jokes than I've ever made in a video before. So let the oversharing commence. So I like why I decided to do a video shoot. At the start of this year, I felt this new wave of energy coming into me, and I decided I really wanted to enter into a new phase of my business of real active regrowth and expansion again. I've been running my online business for nearly 2 decades, and me and my husband have been solely employed by my company since 2010. And along the way, there's been years of explosive growth, periods of maintenance mode, endings, and new beginnings. And it's totally normal to have cycles in businesses, especially when you've been in businesses for this long. And so it's been exciting to ride this new wave of energy. I really wrote a big list of things I felt would help with expansion. And one of the big things on my list was to rewrite my Brilliant Biz and Life Academy sales page and record a professional video for it. I already knew how I wanted the video to run because I'd made a similar-ish video about 6 years ago for that version of the Academy. So that made it a lot easier. I'd filmed that original video back when we were living in Canberra, and I used Screencraft to film them, who were awesome. And for this time around, I updated the old script that I'd used previously and then started looking for local videographers because I live here on the Sunshine Coast now. So in terms of how I found the videographer, I went basic bitch. I Googled Sunshine Coast videographer. I looked at a bunch of websites. And from then, I eliminated the ones that were like too wedding focused, too super corporate focused, or I just didn't like the video style of. And then I emailed about 8 of them and I gave them really clear details on exactly what I wanted to create. I gave them the link to the video I'd already made that I was updating, the links that I wanted to be, the timeline I needed it in. I asked about their availability and for a general quote. And this makes me laugh because I chose the videographer I used because he responded the quickest to my emails and he didn't need to get on a phone call with me to give me a quote. Whereas everybody else asked me to get on a phone call with them to get a quote, even though I'd already given them really clear details about exactly what I was needing. I didn't feel like I had anything more to say. And I totally get that's how a lot of people work. And it gives, businesses a chance to build a rapport with possible clients. But for me, I hate talking on the phone. Thanks, autism. I work at odd hours when inspiration strikes, and I treat my work hours as super precious. So I wasn't going to do 8 calls with potential videographers. For me, Adam from the Film Tree was really great. He emailed me straight back to clarify a question, gave me the quote of the email, and he just made it super simple for me to just book straight in. So I didn't even speak to him before I booked him in. And when I told him I'd picked him purely because he didn't push for a call, he said, "Look, usually potential clients do want to jump on a call, but it's pretty obvious that you weren't one of them. So I was just happy to communicate in the way that works for you." Like, what a champion and a really good business lesson, I reckon, as well. Sometimes potential clients will want to communicate differently. And if you want their business, you might need to change how you communicate with them. I did have someone call me like a week later, who had emailed me, but had taken a few days to answer, and then wanted me to jump on a call with them, so I just ignored it. And then she called me a week later because she had my contact details from the email, and she was kind of pissy that I'd already booked somebody in. And I was like, "No, they gave me all the information I needed over email." And she was like, "Well, you didn't even give me a chance to call you." And I was like, "That's because I wasn't interested in talking to anyone." I don't know how to be more simple than that. And the fact that she was kind of pissy about it actually just made me go, "Okay, well, that's striked off my list." for next time also. Anyway, once I accepted the quote and we started brainstorming over email, we had a 30-minute call about a week before the day to discuss our expectations for the day. And so I told Adam before the shoot, like on that call, that I was autistic and that I had sensory processing disorder and that I'm usually fine on shoot days, but I could become overstimulated and need some downtime. And he was rad and understanding about it and is just such a neurodivergent ally. And I'm just so grateful. I know that not everyone feels like they can disclose that. I try to for a few reasons. Firstly, it feels like I have less kind of pressure on the day to appear normal. I can just be exactly who I am and they can treat that as my personality or treat it as autism. Either way, who fucking knows, right? And also I just think it's a useful experience for other people to learn how to adapt to autistic people and what they might need as well. So Adam from the film crew was fucking brilliant about that. So after we chatted, we decided on like a general schedule for the day. I'll walk you through the schedule because we all love details. So 7:30 a.m. I arrived at the location, the hair and makeup artist arrived, began working on me, and the assistants arrive and unpack the car. About 15 minutes later, the videographer arrives and the assistants walk through the property with the videographer to decide on shoot locations. And the assistants will set up the wardrobe, etc., and then work ahead to style shoot locations and organize the wardrobe into outfits. At 8:45, we began filming. And we kept on filming until about 12 o'clock and we broke for lunch then. That was catered on site. And I planned to have a lay down for 5 minutes. And then we resumed filming about 30, 40 minutes later and finished all of the solo film work. At 2 o'clock, we arranged for models and volunteers to arrive for group shots and video testimonials, and the assistant would direct all the models and volunteers. At 4 p.m., one of my assistants left because she had another job to go to, and then we wrapped around 5 o'clock. So Adam had a more comprehensive schedule on his end, including the shots that he wanted to take and at what time. So we decided that we would start filming the video with audio, where I talk straight to camera, first and foremost. And then the rest of the day was spent filming like B-roll to layer in. And B-roll is where you're not necessarily grabbing anything with audio. It's all just like cool videos that you can put in over the top to break up the video instead of just talking straight to screen. On the day, he also had Therese Gibson as his assistant. She was a total fucking babe as well. They were totally my kind of people. And the day went so well that I'm like, cool, these are my video people now. I'm so excited to work with them again. So once we'd locked a date in to film, I immediately contacted Noosa Valley Manor to book in to film at. It's just the most gorgeous, eclectic, maximalist, bohemian B&B. I've previously done a video shoot there as well with Michelle from Eyes of Love Photography. Plus I've stayed overnight with friends for my birthday there. And I've gone to a painting workshop with my kids and friends there as well. It's my home away from home. And I wanted to work at the manor again because I don't really need to bring many props for it to match my aesthetic. It's got a beautiful range of backdrops that we can work in. I absolutely adore the owners, Roberto and Renata. I feel so at home there. And the owners also are able to cater lunch for us. And they made us the most awesome Italian vegetarian pasta as well. If you want to check out photos of this incredible place, over on the blog, my friends, over on the blog. So, the next part to organize was models and volunteers. So for this shoot, I knew I wanted a bigger group of volunteers and models for group shots. Previously in the past, when I've done videos and photo shoots, I've had about 5 friends or customers volunteer to be a part of them. And usually I'll gift them workbooks and merch as a thank you, but usually they're just there because it's fucking great fun to ham it up for a camera together. this time I wanted it bigger. I wanted about 20 people. And I also really wanted to make sure it was a diverse group of women folk. I knew I wouldn't actually be able to find that organically as I live in a whitewashed area in Australia. So I decided to hire in Black, Indigenous and people of colour models on top of our usual volunteers. I paid models about $200 for about 2 hours work, but we managed to finish in about an hour because we were super speedy. I'm so grateful. So I hired BIPOC models by posting a job on the website Star Now. And then there is also a Sunshine Coast Models and Photographers Facebook group that you can post in there if you're looking to collaborate with. They ended up being amazing to work with. I'm so grateful I got to meet them. And their names were Sabrina Fu, Sky Caden, Emily Main, Valentina Vargas, Vegas Latina Castle, Jessica Ellie Anderson, Gioma Ikpe, and I also had one of my academy members fly out from Sydney for it too. I'm so grateful. Professor Melissa Ali is a phenomenal and inspirational human. If you want to find the links to them, again, all over on the blog. And I also had some beautiful, beautiful academy members and friends volunteer. Lisa Tuhig, Sam Starshine, Amanda Rootsy, Karen Clark, Leah Clear, Nadja Ostro, Renee Allert, Leonie Rastus, and Gabrielle Dockendorf Allert as well. I also let both models and volunteers bring their babies and kids and teens along if they wanted or needed to. So we had at least half a dozen kids there too, and that's just gorgeous. I did the usual. I gave volunteers a Brilliant Year Life workbook, a Brilliant Beer Business workbook, and this adorable unicorn t-shirt as well that I hand designed. I was really just like fucking thrilled with all my models and volunteers, and it was divine to see everyone commune and connect and make new besties. Like, I love when I can create these environments for my people to come in. They just adore each other. It's just magic. And like I always say, when women circle, magic happens. So the next thing to organize after that was assistants. So I always have shoot assistants on video shoots and photo shoots, and I pay a day rate of around $350. They're usually quite long days. Usually for photo shoots, I have one assistant for the day. However, I knew this was going to be a bigger production because we're having, you know, 20 volunteers and models coming in for group shots. So for the first time, I treated myself to two assistants for the day, and I'm really glad I did. We definitely needed them, and they worked as an awesome team together to cover all the bases. I usually hire a friend who knows me and loves me already, just so I don't feel like I need to perform or do small talk with them. They're just there to love up on me and support me. I had two of my darling friends as assistants to this shoot, Maddie Beaufort, who is an incredible artist, and Jody Lee, who is an amazing hypnotherapist. They're just thebomb.com. So in terms of tasks, I got my shoot assistants to buy fresh flowers beforehand to use as props in the shoot, order my favorite smoothie and bring it for me to drink while getting hair and makeup done. I also can find it a little bit trickier to eat on days like this, so a smoothie helps me to actually get some food in my system. They also unpack my car. It usually ends up being full to the brim of, clothes, jewelry, props, paintings. It's just a huge amount of stuff. So they unpack it all, they set up and they manage the wardrobes, they arrange it into outfits, they walked around the property with the videographers to plan out shots. They're on hand in case they need to run it, like in case any of us run out of supplies or errands. At one point, I realized I'd left my phone at home, which we desperately needed because it was the main contact point for all of our volunteers and models. So I had one assistant was about to run to my place and get it, but thankfully my husband was able to bring it out for me instead after dropping kids at school. It was hectic. Anyway, I'm very grateful to have extra sets of hands because I love to be able to do all the things, but on shoot days, I can't because my main job is to be the talking fucking face. So I need people to be my arms for me. So the assistants also like help stage the sets and add props. They manage all the contractors. They watch for wardrobe and makeup malfunctions on set. At one point I went rogue, and this is like by the afternoon, I attempted to come up with an outfit myself. I was a bit overstimulated. I had no idea what I was doing. I walked out of the room and one of them sweetly intersects me before I got in front of the camera again. And she's like,
"How are you feeling about that outfit, Lawrence?" And I was like, "I really don't feel great about it. I do not know what I'm doing." And they were just like, sweetly led me back to the room. She's like, "That's okay. Let's just go find something that works, but you feel really good in." So, and they got me changed into something far less disheveled. Because at that point, my brain, no function. They also help with packing up and cleaning up afterwards. It's always a big job. And managing the models and volunteers for group scenes. Maddie, my darling mate, is also directs plays, and that actually came in amazingly handy. She's just so like, she was like, "Right, everyone, action, let's go, distraction, my queens." Anyway, if I was trying to do all of that myself, as well as being the talking face, I would end up super sweaty, super overstimulated, and we would really struggle to get the amount of shots that we need by the end of the day. Also, when I'm hyper fixated on work and conscious of how much other people are waiting on me, I definitely flip into performance mode. I forget about my basic needs. So I'm always getting my sisters to help with like the care and feeding of Leonie. It's helpful when I'm performing, and it's especially helpful when I'm autistic. So my shoot assistants will constantly pass me water without asking, so I stay hydrated. They carry food and snacks and push me into eating because I forget to otherwise. They remind me to use the bathroom because I'll just go without otherwise. And they'll keep an eye on whether I'm getting autistically overstimulated and get me to take a short break to recalibrate. I've got all of the kind of expectations and how to do care and feeding of Leonie in a document, and I've been getting it to shoot assistance since 2015. It works a fucking charm. At one point, we were running super early in our schedule, and I was starting to get a bit like blank-eyed. So they ushered me into a bedroom to lie down in for 15 minutes while we waited for lunch to be ready. They were absolutely indispensable. I don't know how I would have navigated the day without them, really. I also got Maddie to take some still photography of sets just for behind the scenes photography as well, and for a few things that we can use. So super grateful. In terms of hair and makeup, I had Valentina Pintus come in to do my hair and makeup for the shoot. I've used her before for a photo shoot. I was thrilled with her. She is great at perfecting like natural style makeup. I've also previously used Sian Howard, who's brilliant too. And if one of them's busy, they usually refer to the other, which is exactly how I've managed to work with both of them. Went to Valentina. She was busy the second time. She sent me to Sian. Talked to Sian again. This time she was like, "I'm busy. Back to Valentina." Either way, they're fucking great. In terms of what do I wear? What do I wear? I have collected like a bunch of very colorful, drapey clothes that I drag out for shoots, and I also wear regularly myself as well. So I have some dresses and kind of cape things from Ruby Ya Ya, Lulusol, San Jose the Label, and Bamboo Body. And Renata, who's the gorgeous owner at Noosa Valley Manor, also lent me one of her precious Camilla dresses as well. I felt very, very honored. I think it was her wedding dress, actually. She's the best. Anyway, what I most loved about this video shoot is how flexible and creative Filmtree are. So we follow the script, but then we also started improvising and ad-libbing, and I think the video ended up being even more awesome and hilarious because of it. And I remember at one point Adam said, like, "Look, I don't know if this is too out there or wild, but I've got an idea." And I was like, "Adam, you shut your mouth. Nothing you ever say will be too much for me." And so he was like, "Right, okay, let's go." He told me what his idea was, and I was like, "Fuck yes, we are doing that. That is the greatest thing I've ever heard." And so we just like carried on just being ridiculous and inventive, and it just kept on snowballing from there. And at one point, my assistant Jody said, "Oh, I love that they've got a pool. I had a dream last night that you were getting a pushed across a pool on a giant floaty for the video." And so we just looked at each other and knew that we would do it. And we knew instantly as well that our friend Sam would be the one to volunteer to jump into the pool to do it at the end of the day. So that's how I ended up fully clothed in the pool on a giant flamingo at the end of the day. All in all, it really was the best fucking fun ever. Now, the total budget for this was including videographers. Videographers are by far the most expensive out of this, but videographers, shoot location hire, assistants, hair and makeup artists, catering, paid models, and books and merch for the volunteers. Total cost for this shoot was just over $8,000. look, it's a massive investment, but for me, I think it's a worthwhile investment because it will bring in more Academy members, I reckon. I am so, so, so proud of how it turned out. It is my favorite video ever. And please, for the love of God, now you've heard all about it, I need you to go over and look at it. If you go to leoniedawson.com/academy, it's right at the top of the page. It's right there for you. There's a picture of me on a fucking flamingo, inflatable flamingo, not just some rando bird that I grabbed in the wild, but I would not put it past me. Anyway, it's 8 minutes of fucking sheer bliss, and there is 100% more vag jokes than I've ever made. More profanity, more magic. When I showed my husband, he just got the giggles and said, I can't believe that you did that for a business video. And I was like, yeah, I know. It's pretty fucking awesome. Anyway, that's it. That's the video shoot I just did. I'm so thrilled with it. If you want to find the links to all of the awesome humans that I collaborated with in this process, on over to the blog. I hope you have a magnificent day. Thanks for being you. And I hope you continue creating weird and wonderful and wacky shit to put out there, because we need it in the world. Okay, bye.